With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott is making big gifts to groups supporting Native Americans. Scott formerly worked for Amazon and was married to company founder Jeff Bezos. She's giving $6 million to the First Peoples Fund in Rapid City. The gift is one of hundreds she's sending to organizations around the country. Stuart Huntington has more.
Lori Poirier has been working for decades to bring positive change to Native communities and knows firsthand how difficult it is sometimes to find funding.
I've been doing this work more than 25 years in Indian country, and for the past 20 years or so, less than 1% of all philanthropic dollars have gone to Native causes and concerns. And that has not changed in the last 20 years.
Poirier calls the donation from Scott transformational and hopefully an indication of progress.
I'm just deeply, deeply, deeply grateful for this gift because it really allows us to give us that time to breathe and continue the important work in tribal communities.
On Tuesday, Scott also made gifts to the Thunder Valley Development Corporation on the Pine Ridge Reservation and the NDN Collective in Rapid City. Most of her donations, including to First Peoples Fund, come with no restrictions. For Oglala Lakota citizen Poirier, that means her fund can keep doing what it does best, strengthening Native communities through culture and arts.
There's a whole bunch of more people we can help, and there's a whole handful of communities we could deepen our work in. You know, on Pine Ridge, we've been working with the Lakota Funds and the Lakota Federal Credit Union now for a very long time. We have the Rolling Res Arts Bus that's gone some 37,000 miles and worked with over 1,000 artists. So we're going to really be able to do this good work and pretty excited about it. And just again, just like, can't believe what's just happening, right?
Groups that benefit from First Peoples Fund's work say that preserving ancient traditions helps strengthen communities today. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Stuart Huntington.
Governor Kristi Noem has indicated she will try yet again to hold a fireworks display over Mount Rushmore to celebrate Independence Day this year. Her request comes on the heels of President Joe Biden's announcement that the White House will host its own Independence from the Coronavirus celebration. However, even if the National Park Service reversed its decision to deny the state a permit for fireworks, the state would struggle to pull the event together just weeks before Independence Day. The South Dakota Democratic Party has a new leader. Burke Ehrmantraut will begin his work as the party's executive director on June 28th. Ehrmantraut was a campaign staffer for former gubernatorial candidate and South Dakota lawmaker Billy Sutton. He succeeds Pam Cole, who resigned from the position earlier this year to work on expanding Medicaid in South Dakota. Ehrmantraut is a Beersford native and has most recently been working as a senior digital communications manager at Friends of the Global Fight Against AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.